Let's start first and talk a little bit about the merger of the secure ag data repositories. What's going on with the Ag Data Coalition and the Grower Information Services Cooperative?
So we each had been working on a platform where farmers could store their data in a secure place, wouldn't be under Freedom of Information Act request, would be portable if people wanted to move it around. And we developed two different platforms for the way that worked, but we certainly had the same visions in mind. And so we decided it made a lot more sense if we would merge those two platforms, take the best of both of them, and indeed move forward that way. So we're really excited because we think this is the only platform that's out there that's owned by growers, will be a cooperative and operate just like growers are used to for other cooperatives, and will indeed make their data safe, secure, portable, and hopefully down the road allow them to make some financial gains based on that data.
Let's talk a little bit about the concerns. I mean, we have all of this information. How important is it for growers to have a safe and secure place for it, but then also that they have their hands in it in that ownership as well?
Well, it's very important. I mean, it's really not the ownership issue because virtually every company you ask will say, of course, the farmer owns his data. But what it is the control, because once you give your data to someone else, many times they do with it whatever they please. So what we're trying to help farmers understand is you need to be asking whomever you give your data to, what are they going to do with this? Make them show you their privacy policy, their end user license agreement, et cetera. Some people won't care if they use it, but others will indeed be very concerned about companies taking that data. And certainly the vast, vast majority of farmers are saying, if a company's going to take my data and aggregate it and sell it, and they're going to profit from that, well, it's my data and I want to profit too. But we're not making much progress in getting companies to accept that point of view. So I think if we have a large database with lots of information, farmers will indeed have a place at the table to discuss that.
As this moves forward, when can farmers expect to see the merger complete, and how will it operate in the future?
I think it should be complete by early summer, so we'll be able to put planting data in there if we want. Then, you know, you can put back data in. I mean, it's very clear to us that the more years of data a farmer has, the better. Now, we need to make sure that that data is quality data, that indeed a farmer has recalibrated the tractor frequently, and so we're getting good data out, because if we're collecting bad data, we're just making future decisions based on bad data. So a lot of education to be done for farmers, too, and we know that. The Ag Data Cooperative will continue to work diligently to make sure that we are educating farmers about what's out there, and also doing some really positive work, I think, with the land-grant universities and with USDA and others that are really struggling to get data now. Hopefully, the data will go in there. It will be based only on if farmers want to do it. But, for example, if my alma mater, Iowa State, called and said, I would like to have all the data from your farm about what kind of pesticides you use, it would be my choice. If I was okay with that, let them do some research on it. I push a button, there it goes. If not, it just gets stored.